on the line now, I've got Sean Turnell. Sean is the author of a new book called An Unlikely Prisoner. Well, when we say a new book, it actually came out yesterday, Sean.
It sure did.
Yeah, so the ink is almost still wet on the book.
Absolutely. Writing the book was one of the first things I did as I got back. Part of my program, I guess, of getting back life back to normal. But it's done and you know, very pleased with the reception that it seems to have gotten.
Yeah, OK. So now just so everybody is aware of the background, for Randy, you're in prison in Myanmar, which is the old Burma, for 650 days, which is the best part of 2 years, isn't it?
That's right, eh? And it felt every day of that nearly 2 years. You know, and at various points I thought I would never get back home.
Yeah, and you were a financial advisor to the president of Myanmar.
That's right. I was the advisor to Aung San Suu Kyi, the 1990 Nobel Peace Prize winner and leader of the country's civilian government.
Yeah. Now, she was leader of the civilian government, seemingly was on the track of doing everything right with Myanmar, but the military decided that they knew better.
Yeah, that's right. So we were just on track. So I'd been there for about 5 years. And, of course, Myanmar is one of those countries that, well, is in a terrible state. Compared to the rest of mainland Southeast Asia, Myanmar had missed the whole development story. So it has never become one of the Asian tigers and it had been ruled by the military for decades. Aung San Suu Kyi came into government in 2016. It was a bit of a struggle. There were many sort of, you know, dips and so on here and there, which I wouldn't want to under-emphasise. But, yeah, we were roughly on track. We were quite confident, as 2020 went on, that we were at the cusp of Myanmar, you know, really turning around and starting to follow the example of other countries such as Vietnam and so on and becoming, you know, a new tiger economy.
Now, you were, as we said, a financial advisor to the president. Now, let's just go back a little way. You were there in a capacity literally from the Australian government to the economy there in Myanmar.
That's right, eh? So I was an academic at Macquarie Uni, but my speciality had always been Myanmar and its economy, and I was a historian, if you like, of that as well. So when Dor Su got into government, she asked, and I got to know her over the decades, she asked, could I come over? And at first I didn't think that that would be possible, but then I got in contact with the Australian government, who thought, well, this would be a good idea. And so through an Australian government aid program, I was sort of subcontracted, if you like, to that new civilian government, just to give them a hand on economic reform.
Yeah, so you were an advisor to her over that period. Now, once the military stepped in, and basically it was a coup, wasn't it, that they orchestrated, but you were put under arrest immediately?
5 days after the coup. So the coup took place on the 1st of February 2021. And I was arrested on the 6th of February 2021. In that intervening period, I had tried to get out of the country because I, you know, thought that I would probably be on the military's list. But as it turned out, and people will recall, of course, that this is the era of COVID, and there were no flights to be had. So I had to basically just sit there. I had a number of feelers out to try and get some sort of flight out of the country. But anyway, it turned out that I couldn't. And, on that 5th of February, I was arrested by the military.
Yeah, and it was from that day, 650 days, that you then spent in captivity.
That's right, yeah. So from that day on, the next nearly 2 years, I spent, my life in their hands.
Yeah. You've been described, Sydney Morning Herald, Melissa Crouch described you as Australia's most unlikely political prisoner, known as a person of deep optimism, bubbling enthusiasm and infectious warmth.
Yeah, well, that was terribly nice of Melissa, who is a fellow wonderful academic working on Myanmar and Burma. I think what she captures is that I'm a very small guy, actually. I'm only just over 5 foot tall. And, you know, I'm not at all an aggressive person or the sort of person you would ever expect to end up in an Asian prison. So I think the title of the book, The Unlikely Prisoner, sort of captures it. You know, this mild-mannered guy who, you know, usually lecturing first-year students on the rudiments of economics, and here I am sitting in this notorious jail cell in Myanmar where, you know, you otherwise might expect international drug traffickers and people like that.
Yeah, but they had you tabbed as a spy.
They did. That was their major accusation, was that the truth of my story was that I was a spy. Funnily enough, not working for the Australian government, ASIO, but allegedly I was working for MI6. So on top of everything else was sort of vague accusation that I was Australia's James Bond, which likewise seemed extremely fanciful. But anyway, that's what they tried to hook it on. But they had another motive as well, of course, because by accusing me of that, they were hoping to get to Dorsu or Aung San Suu Kyi and members of her government. So in other words, they wanted to use me against my fellow reformers and friends in Myanmar as well. And that aspect of it, you know, really stung me, probably more than anything else.
Now, tell me, you were saying you were a spy like a James Bond. Did you have a number? Did you get a 007 or anything like that?
No, I certainly didn't. I had a mobile phone number. That's probably about the only number I ever had. Oh, and then a prison number. What am I talking about? Yes. I was then given a prison number the whole time I was there, and I was told to remember that. And, you know, not once did I remember it. I was often asked, but barked out by a prison guard saying, "What's your number?" And I could never, ever remember that number.
At least it wasn't 007. Now, not only Melissa Crouch, we've got another quote here from no less than Anthony Albanese, saying what Sean Turnell endured in his 650 days of incarceration is something that no human being should have to endure, yet he did it with grace and even in inhumane conditions with profound humanity. So, you know, obviously the Prime Minister was well aware of what you went through.
That's right. In fact, he was very, very nice to me throughout, I should say, because I got to hear of the effort of the Australian government trying to get me out. But then when we got back, he was incredibly nice to me, as was the Foreign Minister, Penny Wong. But to keep it bipartisan, the opposition was very nice to me as well. People like Simon Birmingham and so on were, and Peter Dutton, actually, so everyone. They're all just really great. So, so it's one of those examples, I think, like when the Australian political class was sort of at their best as well. So, so in many ways, even though my story was quite horrific in so many ways, it was a little bit life-affirming as well, because I would encounter the best of humanity all along the way, as well as some of the worst.
Yeah, so financial advisor to the president of Myanmar and arrested then on trumped up charges of being a spy. The book is called An Unlikely Prisoner, and I think that's probably a very fair description. An Unlikely Prisoner, Sean Turnell, and the book came out yesterday.
It sure did, and it's already in the bookshops, both the good ones and the bad ones.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Sean, thank you sincerely for your time this morning. I can't even begin to imagine what you went through in prison in Myanmar, but it's great that you're back in Australia.
Thank you very much, mate. I really appreciate it.